Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
I live among thieves. My teenage daughter, despite regularly commenting on the utter hopelessness of my old lady wardrobe, sneaks into my dressing room and pilfers mascara, face cream, and hair accessories. Don't even get me started on the criminal behavior that she exhibits now that she wears my shoe size.
Whatever.
My middle school son isn't quite as bad, only occasionally giving in to his baser instincts to filch a few choice pieces of his little sister's candy hoard. At least he has the decency to show remorse when caught in the act. Alas, even my baby Clementine's deceptively innocent looks disguise a pickpocket. Fortunately, most of the items she nicks happen to be scraps of paper, toilet tissue rolls, the odd penny, springs from a broken ink pen, and random Lego pieces. She stashes these items away in hidey holes like the little pack rat she is, only to forget the locations of her various hoards. Her father reminds her with a loud bellow whenever he steps on a pile of sharp objects in a corner, so she never fails to be reunited with her treasures eventually. I don't know why I should be surprised that I'm raising a brood of delinquents. After all, they do come by it naturally. Although I'm now reformed, after years of rehabilitation, I started my own life of crime when I was quite young. At the age of 4, I casually grabbed a grape from the produce display at our local grocery store and popped it into my mouth. On the way home, the guilt got the better of me, and I confessed in a blubbering display of self-reproach worthy of the most depraved offender. My mother, shocked and ashamed that her offspring was already exhibiting such degenerate behavior, turned the car around and headed back to the store. Once there, she gave me a penny and told me to place it in the produce section in the precise location of the missing grape. I did so, but I never quite recovered from my first foray into delinquency. In fact, having become desensitized to sin, I committed another larceny, this one much more severe, a few years later. My family had gone to visit neighbors. Much to my delight, my sister and I discovered that this family had children close to our own age. We were farm kids, so we didn't often play with other children, and the opportunity to interact with those two boys was a rare treat. I was completely starstruck when I saw the toys these boys owned. They had everything, including, and this particular item left me ecstatically breathless, a used cigarette lighter. My parents were not smokers, so I had never seen the magic, the utter miracle of the little cartridges that emitted, in the case of this empty lighter, a tiny spark. The other child was a bit possessive of his treasure, more so when he figured out that I was nearly out of my mind with desire. Had I known the definition of the word covet at that age, I would have been aware that I was breaking the 10th commandment, and I was about to brazenly break the 7th as well. I feigned a complete lack of interest in that lighter, a form of childhood reverse psychology that I'd already perfected when relating to my younger sister. It wasn't hard, considering that these overindulged children had piles of other fabulous toys, including a tangled slinky, broken Tinker Toys, a knobless Etch-a-Sketch, and a collection of rusty Tonka trucks. Once my diversion had taken effect, I surreptitiously sat on the lighter. My parents perceived my sudden lack of activity as sleepiness, and shortly we left. Upon entering the dark interior of our car, my smooth criminal facade cracked like the screen of that knobless Etch-a-Sketch. Giddily, I began flicking the lighter, which naturally blew my cover. My indiscretion led to the years of rehabilitation I mentioned earlier, and my life among the criminal element ended, though I never did master my tendency to covet my neighbor's goods. So, I do take some responsibility for my children's penchant for thievery. However, I have never, not even once, had my Miranda rights read to me. My husband Joel, on the other hand, that's another story. This is Valerie, the Little Spouse on the Prairie. Follow Little Spouse at facebook.com/littlespouseontheprairie. Tune in next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Works, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.